Hello, and I am Scott.
I am Steve.
And I am Scott.
That's what you said.
It's a bit of a strange thing to say, isn't it?
It was a bit strange.
Hello, and welcome, and to, and this, and podcast. Stroke Radio Show.
Excellent. Lots of ands.
All of the ands?
All of them. In front of every word.
Yeah. Stick with us, it'll get better than this.
I hope so.
We've got a competition for you. You can win two tickets to go to Iger Studios' 5th birthday party.
It's already going to get better, isn't it?
A 5-year-old's birthday party.
Exactly.
How can it get better? So, that will be coming up shortly.
Brilliant.
For now, let's get straight into it. And this is Trams. That was Trams with Mexico.
Very good.
Mexico.
That's how you can say it.
Gringo. Thanks, girl. Look at that. Perfect
nice.
Timing.
Like it.
So I saw Trams. It's Trams because it's T-R-A-A-M-S.
So you have to say it like that.
Trams, yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw those guys at the Brudenell.
Brudenell. Very good.
Last night.
Excellent.
And they were class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blow your mind?
Almost, yeah. It was all over
almost
the walls. All over the walls.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like...
mind blown.
It was.
God.
Straight out of my ears. My head didn't blow, just my mind. So it like...
just like compacted out like
yeah.
that. Wow.
Like a ray of sunshine.
Right.
What does your mind look like? So you're thinking
you
red on the walls, don't you? But who says
red.
Your mind's red?
You think it's just light in there?
It could be light. Could be blue.
Could be blue.
Depends what you've got on your mind.
Like, do you reckon it changes? Like
I think
a chameleon?
So. Sort of, yeah.
Wow.
What are you thinking about now, see, right now?
I was looking at the books, actually. And
which,
I was looking
book?
At Pirates book that's up there. So I've got Pirates on my
what,
mind.
So what colour's your mind, then?
It's going to be... it would be black with white for the skull and crossbones.
Yeah, exactly. Jolly Rogers flag.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah, so and the skull would have a blue beard.
Yeah, of course.
Or a red beard.
Yeah, so it could be multicoloured.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm thinking of Guacamole.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a Mexican song, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hey, gringo, hey, you want a guacamole, eh? Yes, please.
It's
what
green.
Colour am I? Well, yeah. Green with red flecks.
Wow. Yeah. Well, there we go then. I've learned something tonight.
You're always learning, Steve. I did you good. That's Domingo.
Yeah, I learn more when you use that accent as well.
Who uses the... Dean Domingo?
Yeah.
He's from Mexico.
Oh, right. So
yes, do you know me? I'm from Mexico. Tequila? Man, we can't drink, man. We're on air. Effectively, we're on air.
Effectively, we are. Yeah. I could leave you in a room, couldn't I? And you could quite happily just have a whole conversation.
Yeah, I'm very good talking myself, Stephen. Yeah, but I like your company.
Is this what you often do when you're just at home?
Oh, I get lonely. Not in me mind, though. My mind's full of people.
And colours.
All those colours.
Yeah.
Like a rainbow up there. An Olympic rainbow. Trams.
Trams.
You want to find more about that? That song you can get for free on their SoundCloud page.
Do it.
Get onto their Facebook, which is Trams Band.
That's two A's.
Yeah, so it's not Trams Band, because that you'd spell it wrong. It's Trams Band. So you've got to search for that. But yeah, there's that song, and there's another track, I can't remember what it is, but they're free on the SoundCloud, and the album's good and worth getting anyway. It's like short, sharp, little punk indie riff bits like that song. But there's also the, like, 7-minute sprawlers, where it's like a 3-minute song, then there's like this sprawly bit in the middle, and then it comes back out the end of it.
Wow.
And you go, whoa, and your mind's on the walls, like, that's what
the colours everywhere.
Yeah. The penultimate song last night was a pearler.
Was it a short one, or was it a mind blower?
It was a mind blower. Oh. It was short, and then it sprawled, and the bass is just did this little loop of a riff over and over, and you're like, oh, he's still doing it. Wow. And then you're in it, and he's doing it. He's like, he's doing it more. He's just not going to stop. This is amazing.
And is that when you exploded?
It didn't explode.
Oh, no, it just seeped?
Yeah, it's like a powerful seep.
A powerful seep?
Yeah, like a hose.
Right, okay,
like a hose from the centre of your brain right out of your ears.
Wow.
Onto the walls.
Amazing.
Terrible mess. So, yeah, go and check them out anyway. They're fantastic.
Do it.
And the singer, I need to tweet him, because the singer had fantastic shoes on.
Did he?
Look like a pair of black Clarks.
Black Clarks?
Yeah.
Right.
Like Clarks shoes in black.
Right.
With a bit of a pork pie rim around the front.
Wow.
And everybody likes a rim.
So you're going to be wearing these, aren't you?
I'm going to wear them with my rim around the front.
Really?
That's how I'm going to wear my shoes. Put my black rim around the front, tie it up tight.
Nice.
Yeah. It's just how I roll, Stephen. You know me. I'm always rolling in those pork pie shoes.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were fantastic. So I'll find out and I'll report back next time. So we can all wear them. Let's start.
I want to know where you get these shoes from.
Let's start a trend.
Excellent.
Next.
There we are. Well, next, right at the beginning. You mentioned we had a competition.
We do. That's why I said it, yeah.
So tell us about the competition.
We've got 2 tickets.
Right. For a 5-year-old's birthday party.
For a 5-year-old's birthday party, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Child's called Iger, surname's Studios.
Oh, right.
And it's
interesting,
just,
eh?
It's just outside of town. Right. Like very, very slightly outside of Leeds.
Right, okay.
But it's a fantastic studio and setup.
Right.
And Jack, the guy who's running it, has had 5 fantastic years. He's now weaned himself off the potty.
Yeah.
He's able to use a urinal.
Yeah, yeah. He's walking.
With the aid of a step. He has to step onto something.
Yeah,
obviously,
well, of course, yeah.
Still quite small.
And the odd accident, I imagine, as well.
We all have those, though, Stephen.
Well,
come on.
Yeah,
any
you're
age.
You're loving them.
I've just, yeah. Get me a towel. So, Iger Studios having its 5th birthday party on March the 8th.
March the 8th, which is a
Saturday.
Saturday.
Get your diary out, Stephen. It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Yeah.
Right.
Saturday. So, yeah, you got 2 tickets. So, do you want them?
Yeah.
Well, you can't.
I can't have them.
No.
People at home could have them.
You can have them, yeah. Not yeah. You listening with
that
your
one.
Ears. You, yeah. You can have them. Do you want them? Great. So, all you got to do is go on our Facebook, which is facebook.com/...
Clue Records.
That's correct, Stephen. And we're going to put a picture up there of our, maybe our faces. It might be something mental, like our actual faces. Yeah, let's bring down the barriers of the disguise, Stephen.
My God, this is disgraceful.
And all you got to do is like that and share it.
Yeah.
And then you will be in with a chance of winning 2 tickets. So you plus one other person...
Wow.
...will be able to go.
Excellent.
Who are they going to see?
They are going to see... Well, we're going to play a song by someone that we're going to see Or do you want to mention who else is playing as well before we...
We'll go through a few. So you've got Galaxians, who we played last time.
We did play them last time, yep.
Those Delta Wolves.
Yep.
You know those...
Those Delta Wolves.
I was
sick of those Delta Wolves. They're always around here.
Trees and Kings.
Trees and Kings.
Give me one reason. Treason's your reason to go to get your tickets. Treason's the reason.
Like it. Just always.
That's a song by Gallows. Sure. Yeah. Other People's Lives.
Yeah, they're on.
Are they? Oh, I was just going to say they're interesting, aren't they?
Oh, right, okay.
Love Other People's Lives, mean. Yeah. Dead nosy.
You are.
And Fedlining is theme park.
Fedlining is a theme park. Wow.
But we're going to play you a song now.
We are going to play it.
By a band called Fold.
That's the one.
Or Fold.
It's just Fold.
Yeah, it is. It's featuring Charles Bukowski.
Let's do it.
You're off the case, Bukowski.
Okay, and that was Fold with the song Law. And you can find more about Fold on their own website, which is fold.fm.
It is, yeah.
And if you check them out on SoundCloud, if you just look for Fold FM, they've got loads of stuff on there.
Yeah.
Got lots of good EPs. And yeah, so have a listen to them.
Some freebies. That song's a free download as well.
There's
an instrumental version of it. It's a free download as well.
There you go.
So get
karaoke
it.
Karaoke version.
Yeah, exactly. Set your own party up.
You could do that, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Because they put quite a lot of instrumental stuff up, don't they? So you could have a Fold karaoke party.
You could, yeah.
Brilliant. There you go. Excellent.
Foldioki.
You've done it for them.
I know.
You should sell this as an idea.
It won't cost you much for that idea, fellas.
Nah.
But yeah, do bill me, though.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, competition time.
Competition time.
That was it.
We've told March 8th.
Yeah.
March 8th.
Is when it is. Two tickets. What we'll do as well, we'll throw in a few free downloads as well. We'll send you some tracks.
There you go.
So if you win, you're going to get some extra bits and pieces.
Amazing.
I'm going to be there. I'm actually going to be there on the day. How amazing.
People can't wait.
Don't let that put you off. There's lots of different rooms. we may not even see each other. You don't have to see each other there.
You don't.
Don't have to speak to me.
No.
It's absolutely fine.
Yeah. Well, what more do people need?
Don't know.
Well, there we go. So just find that photo, and share it.
Just that was rhetorical.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. What? No, I wasn't actually asking you a question there.
Oh, well, I answered and you've not got an answer.
I don't have any answer to that.
How profound. Just one big race to the finish line.
Yeah.
Of death. Let's, we should probably get this on hospital radio as well. We've got on well in a hospital.
That'd be great, wouldn't we?
Yeah. So yeah, get on our Facebook, facebook.com/Clue Records.
Yeah.
And our Twitter is @Clue Records. You'll see the competition on there.
Complimentition, yeah. Photo.
It's complimentary competition.
Do it.
It's free to enter.
Excellent.
Complimentation, that almost works.
Yeah. Almost works.
Yeah.
I like it though.
I do.
Yeah. Complimentation.
So, we're on Loveledge Radio.
We are. You might be listening to us on Loveledge Radio.
You might be, yeah. So, and what we've done for that, Mark, the guy who runs it, got in touch and said, we need a jingle, guys. We need something that's going to tell people when they can tune in and listen to you, yeah. Or when they should tune out and do something else for an hour.
When they should turn the radio off.
Yeah, and then to know when to turn back on.
Exactly.
So I said, do you want us to put one together for you, or do you guys want to go ahead and do it? So obviously,
come on.
You've heard our jingles, you've heard the Jacko one, you've heard our film review. Yeah. We're probably going to get those later on.
Yeah.
I came up with a brainwave.
Yeah. Exactly. Do you want to listen to it now, then?
Play it now.
Let's do it.
This is our jungle. Hello, I'm Scott.
And I'm Steve.
And join us every first Wednesday of the month at 6 p.m. for Clue Records Presents.
Our monthly roundup of Ace Underground music.
Amusing tales.
And general frivolity.
Film reviews, new music, bad impressions, messing around, bad jokes, Michael Jackson quotes. Clue Records!
Clue Records Presents.
First Wednesday of the month.
6 p.m.
Loveledge Radio. So that was...
That's just amazing, isn't
unique.
It? It's brilliant.
It's our version of Queens of the Stone Age, feel-good hit of the summer.
Well, Queens of the Stone Age should have covered that, really, because that was just amazing, right?
It sounds awful.
It does sound awful.
we tried it on a guitar, but the guitar sounded terrible. And then we just said, no, you know what, we'll just program it in.
It won't sound that bad.
It sounds like a stupid person stuttering.
It does. Wow.
Do you guys know where the shop is? Which shop? I don't know. That's what it sounds like.
Why don't we just do that as the jingle?
Yeah.
Totally.
You guys know where the radio show is? Where the Clue Records one? Why it's on the first Wednesday of every month, 6 p.m. Loveledge Radio. No, not that one. Richard Grimshaw.
It's wrong radio station, isn't it?
Yeah, is that even his name?
I don't know.
Can't remember. Grimmy, innit?
It's Grim.
Alex. Aaron.
Aaron.
Tony Grimshaw. Graham. Yeah. Should we call Graham?
Graham
Grimshaw.
Grimshaw.
Yeah,
that's his name.
He said, hey, what's up, kids? It's Gigi. Yeah, I'm here for it with the big tunes. Like that.
Is that how he talks?
Yeah, well, you should. If it was called Graham, you would. So anyway, we hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It tells you when we're on the radio. We made the effort to make it, so we wanted to share it with you all.
It is.
As awful as it is.
And if you're listening to this on Loveledge Radio, you've probably just heard that twice because you would have heard it before the show came on.
Yeah, maybe. You might not have because I reckon they'll play it at other times.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, not just before us.
You might have heard it already.
Yeah.
And now you've just heard it again.
Right, let's get the next tune going.
Do it.
What did we decide on? We've decided on the Cavells.
That's who we decided on.
Yeah, gentleman who got in touch with me on Facebook. So this is their tune.
Brilliant.
You never say never, but don't believe me, girl, and don't try.
So that was the Cavells with Don't Ever Say. They didn't get in touch on Facebook. I think I said that before, but I was lying. They got in touch on SoundCloud and sent us a message, a very, very lovely message. But yeah, I like that song.
Excellent, yep.
And you can find them on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TheCavells. And yeah, I don't know if that song's out or not. They just sent me a single play on here. So yeah, go and find out a bit more about them. And they just come out of the studio. That's pretty new, I think.
Brilliant. Yeah, check them out.
Yeah, so I'll go and have a listen and go and see them live and things.
Do it.
Awesome, yeah.
Do that. So Scott, I saw you last week.
Yeah.
And I'd seen you had sent you tweeted about something that had happened to you.
Yeah.
To do with washing up liquid. And last week when I saw Scott and I said, what was this thing about washing up liquid? And he was like, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to save it for the podcast.
Yeah.
So here we are. We're on the podcast.
I don't like it.
So you can reveal all about what happened.
Basically, I don't want to build it up too much. It may be terrible, but it's quite an episode,
right,
in my life.
Yeah.
These things often happen.
Scarred you.
So, my wife had made a lovely stew.
All right.
In a slow cooker.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it smelled lovely. The house is smelling really good. You'd eat it and what have you, and it's delicious. So, yeah. It was the sort of the gravy or the stew residue was left over at the bottom of the slow cooker.
Oh, right.
After the meal.
Yeah.
So it was a Sunday and you're feeling a bit greedy. It's like, oh, I'll just scrape that up. I'm going to get in there with going to ladle up that spare gravy. But what happened is, my wife had gone to clean it and filled the ladle and the...
She left it soak?
It wasn't soaking.
Right.
It was where it had been all afternoon.
All right, okay.
It was there was just quite a lot of washing up liquid in there.
Oh, in the actual slow cooker?
Yeah, with the kettle boiling to put the water in there to then let it soak.
Oh, I see, right. So she'd poured just
a bit of washing up liquid in, yeah.
Nice.
And I just went and scraped up scrape up the juice. Big ladle full right in your mouth.
Was that actually your reaction? Because it was absolutely horrible.
I basically spat it down my chest. I think I was wearing a shirt or something at the time, but yeah, I was like... yeah.
Wow.
Lovely. Fairy liquid, other varieties are available.
It was
fairy lemon liquid.
Wow. Did it taste lovely?
Tastes like plastic.
Lemon fresh.
Tastes like plastic nightmares. That's what it tasted like.
Plastic nightmares?
Yeah. Like you've been attacked by a man who's made of plastic.
Wow.
In a horrible, horrible way. Picture that, Stephen. He's bright yellow. All of him is bright yellow and shiny.
But he smells lemon fresh.
He smells lemon fresh, but he tastes...
It tastes horrid.
Plastic.
Gosh.
Horrible plastic liquid.
What is Lauren's reaction?
Horrible plastic liquid streaming into your mouth, Stephen. Falling out of your mouth onto your chest. Awful, awful stuff.
Was Lauren in there when this happened?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just basically, you're an idiot.
The thing is, this isn't going to surprise her.
No, that's...
She'll just be like, oh, Scott, you've done it.
Yeah, you're an idiot, something of a catchphrase in our house. So, yeah, it was a mistake, but not one I haven't made before. I mean, I've licked soap before. But I did that on purpose.
I think you've told me about this.
Oh, yeah, I got... The worst thing is... Well, basically, I had a soap bar, yeah. And it had, like, a key ring inside of it. So that's, like, fun, and it's, like, basically, it was a kid's one.
Yeah.
I was in my 20s. And it smelt amazing. So just washing away, my hands, like, ooh, yeah.
You decided to lick.
A little lick, yeah.
If it smells that good, it must taste that good.
It tasted fantastic.
Did it?
It actually did, yeah. So I didn't. I licked it quite regularly from that point on. Wash your mouth out with soap. Gladly. Swearing all day.
You're
just
swearing
so I can
to
yeah?
your mum all the time.
Yeah.
Whenever you saw her.
That was amazing, yeah. So yeah, yeah. That was a nice experience.
So that wasn't a plastic nightmare.
No, don't lick. Don't lick washing up liquid.
That's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Awful,
Scott.
Awful thing.
I mean, you know. But I just would have loved that. You were obviously thinking this gravy's going to be amazing.
Oh, It was the polar part. I was like, whoa, nice bit of...
You were desperate.
Scrape up the...
Oh, brilliant.
awful.
Wow.
Horrific scenes.
So that's what happened?
Yeah, so there you go, that's your...
Lovely.
That's your treat.
Wow.
That's what I needed to share with you.
Thanks for letting me know that.
So yeah, terrible time.
So don't
terrible
go.
Times endured by all.
Yeah.
Let's wash away those memories.
Oh, lovely.
With a song.
Yep.
Sometimes when you got washing up liquid in the bowl,
yep.
You might make little bubbles, and sometimes you can make patterns and do little thingies. And this song
nice.
Is by a band called Patterns.
You make the best of it all. You make
So that was Patterns. Or Patterns. I say Patterns because I don't pronounce my T's.
Patterns, yeah. Northeastern thing.
So, yeah, it was. And the song's called Blood.
Blood.
I pronounced all of those letters.
You did.
Well done.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, yeah, they are a band, surprisingly enough. If you can find them on Facebook, facebook.com/musicalpatterns.
That's it, musical patterns.
Lovely. So we're playing them because there's a guy called Sam Russell who runs Aftershock Promotions who's helped us out at, when we put on a stage at Oxygen Music Festival last year. He helped us out on the day with that. And he's been like a big supporter and helping us out with bits and pieces. So he's putting on this gig with this band on March the 18th. In the Cockpit Room 3.
Brilliant.
In Satellite supporting as well.
All right.
So you've got a strong lineup there.
Excellent, yeah. Very
and
good.
I think there's like a secret announcement to come with somebody else to being announced to play.
Brilliant.
Don't know at all. I know, Stephen. Top secret.
Sounds it.
Yeah,
wow.
It is.
Exciting times.
So have a look on Facebook and find out about that and join and get your ticket. I think it's like 5 or 6 quid a ticket, maybe.
Good.
So go. I'm planning on going.
Do it now.
I can't because it's not.
It's not March 18th.
Not yet.
If it was, then you could be there.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Find it all out. Do it.
Superb. Right. So, Patterns. Let's move away in a non. I'm going to stop with the things.
I was going to say you're trying for a link.
Really?
And I like watching where you're going to go with the links. And I was trying to think how is he going to get to the next point. But you're just not, are
cracked.
You?
Cracked, no, I cracked.
So let's not have a link. Let's just tell them what we're going to do next.
All right, let's do that. But that song was called Blood.
Right, okay.
And so there's a thing in an autopsy, there's lots of blood.
There is a lot of blood in
an
autopsy.
And I watched recently Michael Jackson Autopsy.
You did.
So I've just sledgehammered a link in there, right in your face, Steve.
Wow. Even though you had given up.
I hadn't given you given kidding. Up. You try to shoo me away. You try to go on, we'll go away, nothing to see here, move along. That's what you try to do.
And then you brought it back.
I'm no way, mister. Wow. This is. I'm going to link. Oh, big link. Oh, it's going to link up. Delivered the link.
You did it.
Yeah.
So, the thing is, you've explained so much after doing the link that people have forgotten what the link was.
It just no, I think the link was so secure in the first place. People don't, you know. And this jingle will explain all.
There we go. Wrote a book about my life, but I didn't want to get in trouble, so I left some things out, especially those my bubbles. Jermaine, man, that's my hee-hee part. You don't interrupt that with your bass.
So it's our regular Michael Jackson time.
Yeah.
Story time with Michael Jackson.
I like this.
So again, if you're new to the show, you're not listening before, this is the part of the show where I bought a Michael Jackson, his autobiography called Moonwalk.
Moonwalk, nice.
A while ago, and we get a voice impersonator come in.
Yeah,
goes
it's very
the
good
world.
As well.
It's fantastic, goes around the world doing impressions of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And he reads excerpts from it, and then I've annotated it as I was reading it, and just some of my thoughts on what he said at parts.
Excellent.
So let's dive straight in there. Beat It was written with school kids in mind. Beat It was written with school, I know. I was like, so my comments were, just read that back again, Michael. And then again. Can you see where the trouble started now?
Did anyone read this book before he released it?
I doubt it. I think he just got put out the scraps of paper that he'd written it on.
That's amazing.
Beat It was written with school kids in mind. Horrible, horrifying scenes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so this is... next one is back, this is from a part when... he was recording off the wall and then he was going in, that was his debut solo album, and he was meeting different stars and people at the time, and he'd bumped into Paul McCartney.
Oh, right, okay.
So...
The Off The Wall album was originally going to be called Girlfriend. Paul and Linda McCartney wrote a song of that title with me in mind before they even met me.
So I was like, basically what I've said, He used that line on everyone. He go on and say, "Oh yeah, I've got a song in mind. I wrote it just for you. I haven't even met you." They just said it till they got a bite.
Yeah.
Said it to John, Elton, Jimmy, Clapton, Jagger, Townsend, Page, Freddie, Noel, H, Bedingfield, Charles, Eddie, Hucknall, Diamond, Sadaka, Richard, Doherty, Squire, Mayfield, Marvin. The list goes on.
Wow.
Sinatra, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, Guetta, WK, Guetta. Jermaine, Tito, Janet, Nix, Boyle, Cash. The list just goes on.
Really does.
Willis, yeah. Chico, Darius, Marley, Robson, Jerome, Katona.
Katona?
Yeah.
Well, he's done that to some of the stars.
Just put Paul McCartney for you, isn't it?
Well,
I've got a song for you. We've never met, but I've got a song for you. Perfect. If he sounded like that, that's what he'd say.
That's, yeah. Wow, so you just wrote out a list of loads of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy, that's good, I like
Jimmy,
that.
Jimi Hendrix.
Who else was in there? H.
Charles and Eddie, H from Steps.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Daniel Bedingfield, not Natasha, who never wrote a song for Natasha. Mick Hucknall.
Hucknall,
Neil
yeah.
Neil Diamond, Neil Sedaka. Curtis Mayfield.
Brilliant.
Sinatra, Crosby, wow. Stills, Young Nash. So Guetta, people. David Guetta.
Of course.
WK.
Andy Wicked.
Andrew WK, of
wow.
course, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Chico, Darius,
but
the one name
Michael.
Is the big ones.
Michael would have felt really special there.
Robson and Jerome.
Paul had done a song for him.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is he's a liar, he's a charlatan.
Yeah, that's true. But at least he wasn't in there talking about school kids.
No.
That's actually fairly innocent, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Could have got away with that one in... You know,
gotten away with it too. Was it those pesky kids?
Yeah.
So he wouldn't have got away with it because the kids would have found out.
Wow.
So there you go, a couple of insights into Michael Jackson's lives.
That's amazing.
More next time.
Wrote a book about my life, but I didn't want to get in trouble, so I left some things out, especially those my bubbles. Jermaine, man, you played a bass wrong again. Get out the bed. Dad, hit him, then fire him, then hit him again, then divorce him as a son, then hit him. Get somebody else.
So wonderful insight there into the world of Michael Jackson.
Amazing.
I also watched his autopsy.
Yeah, you mentioned this with your link.
Yeah. And basically, everyone said he went from black to white and like, oh man, he's having stuff done.
Yeah.
But he did actually have a disease.
Oh, did he?
A skin disease, yeah, that meant it didn't get much pigment in his skin. So there was patches of his skin that were turning white.
Right.
So, but he took the odd bit of like the odd drug or the odd like tablet.
Right.
To assist that, so he was more. He was,
oh like, right. Oh, is that what they? Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they said that he used some sort of skin bleaching things, but only to even it out because he was going to have these patches anyway, Steve. So get off his
patches.
Back, man.
So this was a whole show about the. What did it? Was it just interviews with people who had done the autopsy on him?
No, it was more. Yeah, there's one guy. Well, it was somebody who got a copy of the autopsy notes,
right?
And then read through.
Read them out.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Basically, like what you were doing.
Pretty
with
much.
His book.
Yeah. And he said, "Oh yeah, no, yeah. These drugs are in his system, so he was definitely hooked to this for like years and stuff."
Wow.
So that's what I said. And all, he couldn't get asleep. The thing that killed him was milk.
Milk.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
There's a certain drug. He used to take drugs to sleep.
Right.
So he was practicing for his shows in London, the big tour he was doing.
Yeah, he used to get ready for
and
that,
he needed it? A good kip because
yeah.
he was knackered. He was absolutely knackered. He got home and said, "I'm shattered." Conrad Murray, the doctor, had given him certain drugs and certain little bits. He was trying to wean him off this drug that he called his milk.
Okay.
But after he took, like, he'd give him one bit and then he'd give him another bit of the normal stuff and then he'd give him another bit of heavier stuff. And Jack was still like, "I'm still awake, Doc." So he said, "Oh,
where's my milk? Give me my milk."
So Conrad gave him his milk.
Wow.
Which, in normal circumstances, was fine. He'd just knock him out when he'd be gone.
Yeah.
In these circumstances, he'd had about 20 other sleeping pills and injections, and that was what made his heart stop, surprisingly.
And that's what did it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, very sad.
And that Conrad guy had given him all those other bits
as
well.
Injected them all with all of them.
Disgraceful.
Yeah.
That's...
So, but he's served his penance. Well, I was down there at the front with the air. Down with you. Down with this sort of thing. Yeah.
Flaming torches.
Just normal size forks. They wouldn't let us in with pitchforks.
No, wouldn't they? Well, you just had like a little plastic fork as well.
From the canteen, yeah, we got into the.
Don't do too much damage.
No, well, we took pitchforks, yeah. Expecting like, yeah, we're going to wave these, and then they said, no, you can't come in with them, so we had to go to the canteen and get plastic forks.
And you didn't have like flaming torches?
No, we had, well, like, somebody had a lighter, somebody was a smoker. Yeah. There was only one person in the group that smoked, so they're like. We tried to light the ends of the forks, but they like melted and made a horrible plastic smell. Yeah. So we just like one person held up their light and we like waved our forks about. So down with this sort of thing.
Wow, intimidating.
And people were like passing going, oh man, yeah, canteen food's not great, but seriously, you're starting to revolt against this? It. It's like, no, we're not against that.
Got the wrong end of the stick, didn't they?
Although the tuna pasta bake wasn't great. Crusty
on
the edges.
Didn't you have any like placards, big signs? Then people would have known what you were talking about.
No.
Rather than just having plastic forks and a light on the street.
No, we thought we had some chance, but
right, okay.
We couldn't work out the timing.
But you were obviously chanting stuff, so people would have known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We tried on a version of Beat It, it was like, we're doing it.
Don't free him! Don't free him!
Right.
But, people didn't really get what we were on about.
No. Were you actually at the court where the guy was?
Yeah,
were you
just
doing this in the street?
Oh, I was like, the court was in Los Angeles in America.
Yeah.
But I couldn't.
You couldn't get to LA?
No.
No. So you weren't outside the court?
Well, there's a court in Leeds.
All right, yeah.
So I went.
Yeah, there is.
I went to that one.
I don't know how people didn't get the link.
And it was,
just
I know.
Ignorance.
It's a whole lot of ignorance.
Don't mess with Scott basically, or else he'll come.
I'll fork you.
I
will fork you right up.
Plastic fork.
Yeah.
All over.
A melty plastic fork.
Wow.
Well, let's play a tune. At the end of the show as well, we've got a five, just over 5 minutes worth of docudrama mentory.
This show has just got everything.
Yeah, but we'll explain more on that later.
Yeah.
So for now, let's play a song. And it's by some people have said that Michael Jackson's nose wasn't his own.
All right, yeah.
Well, and the autopsy said probably wasn't.
Right.
But this though is a real nose. It's the band called Nose.
Brilliant.
We'll be right back.
So that was Nose with Hallow Thee By Name, open brackets, Cut The Cord, close those brackets.
Excellent. Like it.
Find them on Facebook, facebook.com/ Nose Noise.
Nose Noise, I like that.
Yeah, and they were good live. They played with Narcs and Two Trick Horse at Humans as Ornaments launch party for their single in November of 2013.
Wow.
Tuesday night, I believe.
Right.
Could have been a Thursday.
It was a day during the week.
That began with T.
Excellent.
And yeah, they were really good. So that's one of their songs.
There you are.
I believe it's a free download. I may be wrong. Go have a look.
Yes, yeah. Tuesday, Thursday. Free Tuesday, download, Thursday. Not
free. Yeah, cost £60. I had to pay for it because I like listened to it. And I liked it. Now and you owe me the money.
There you go.
Problems. Everybody's got problems. We've all got problems, Steve. Steve's just taking a drink. He's not very well. Steven is.
No. There we go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Been hanging around with the wrong crowd, aren't you, Stephen?
Have I?
Yeah.
Which crowd?
The ill crowd.
Yeah.
When you heard that song, I'm in with the in crowd, you heard ill crowd. You thought, I'm going with, man, that sounds cool. I'm going with the ill crowd. And you hung around with them and now you're really ill.
That's how decent that one.
Which is...
Don't do it, kids.
What you wanted, but the wrong way around.
Yeah, completely.
So you're with the out crowd.
Yeah.
Who are the ill crowd? That aren't the in crowd.
That's the moral of that story.
There's no moral, Stephen.
It's just fact.
That's correct.
Right, brilliant. There we go then.
Yeah.
All right, so there we are.
Here we are.
So that's what I've done. So that's that. We're almost out of time for our
show. We've got minutes, man. We've got minutes. Look here, panicking. Look here. No, I can see you.
Now we're almost there. So do the competition. Yeah. Enter the competition.
Two tickets to see... Theme Park, Fold, Galaxians, Other People's Lives, Trees and Kings, those Delta Wolves, those bloody ruddy Delta Wolves, and several other bands.
Yeah.
At Iger Studios, 5-year-old's birthday party. No children are allowed to come. Because it's a one child thing.
Yeah, there you go then.
But yeah, get on our Facebook and you will see a picture which will be the competition. And then you will do what you need to get those two tickets.
Easy.
You can talk to me, you cannot talk to me, it's absolutely cool.
Optional. Optional. Yeah. And how we're just going to select that and then just tell people.
Yeah, we'll send you a message.
There we go.
When you've won.
Easy.
And we'll say, whoa, man, you totally won the message thing.
the message thing?
Yeah, man.
You won at messaging?
Get in.
You're so good at messaging.
What a message you just received. Well done on that.
You've won at messaging.
Your inbox is good.
Brilliant.
So, coming up now, anyway, is a. Short docudrama put together by a guy called Alex at T Hood Magazine, which is Huddersfield based at the uni, I think, magazine. And he's on Twitter, it's at Sonic Nelly. So like Nelly the Elephant on speed.
Right.
Although wasn't Nelly the Elephant Nellie? Don't know.
Could
this
be.
One's Nelly with a Y.
Ah.
And okay. Sonic with the normal letters you spell Sonic with.
Not so, a K then?
No, with a not C, that.
With
no.
A C. Yeah. Proper way.
A silent and invisible K.
Right.
Yeah, it's not there.
Like it.
So it's me talking to him. He's asking me some questions about record labels and stuff.
Let's see.
And I say so at the end of lots of sentences. But yeah, it's good. Enjoy it. We'll see you in a month's time.
Yeah.
Because we'll be watching you. That's how we'll see you. We're going to watch.
Records is an independent record company based in Leeds. Having only been in existence for a year, it's already been making waves in the local music scene with a strong roster of bands, including Allus and Drugs and Huddersfield's Forever Cult. But in today's cash-strapped music industry, how have Clue managed to stay afloat? And is it as easy for all indie labels out there? I sat down with co-founder Scott Lewis at Leeds' library venue to ask him whether there was any money in Clue Records.
There's definitely no money in it. It's a case of... We try to keep costs as low as possible and do sort of unique things or individual things. So it's relatively cheap for us. The aim will be to break even at some point. But we also want to keep costs down for the people buying it, so to make sure it's accessible and give away freebies as well, because it's
you can't expect people to pay for everything this length. Not just us that are struggling on money, everybody is to sort of go out and pay for things, so...
So there may not be much money in Clue Records. It was never about the cash anyway. But surely there's enough to support Scott on a full-time basis. I asked him whether the label is his main source of income.
Yeah, I work part-time, just in an office, just a normal office job, so that's where I get my wage, the standard that pays the bills, everything like that. And then this is just sort of a passion on top of that, something that I want to do, and I feel like the sort of drive that I have to do, do you know what I mean? That sort of need to do something. I can't just be sat at home watching TV. And I think we're doing a reasonable job of it, and it's sort of working out what works and what doesn't and getting better at it. So yeah, just it interests me, I love it. I love working with the bands and helping them out. So
Scott works part-time to support his passion for the label, a scenario I'm sure is very familiar to many label managers out there today. But how much of his free time does he have to put into making sure the label is running smoothly?
As much as I can. Basically, like every day, it's just the social networking. So it's Twitter, Facebook, keeping that going all the time. But then it's going out for reviews and press for the bands when they've got a release out. Going out for gigs for them. Trying to just engage with other people and start little ideas off in bits and pieces. So it's constant. You can't really put hours on it because it's just. Especially on a decent phone, you can just do what you want, you can pick it up and be as into it as you want to be. I think if you only put the time into it, you'll be alright with it.
I get so caught in the sunshine. I've been waiting to get back.
Scott obviously puts a lot of hard work into Clue Records. So would you like to see some sort of return on investment at any point in the near future?
Yeah, I think it's the aim. It's definitely the aim. It's certainly not something I can see happening in the next... Well, I don't know. I wouldn't like to put time on it, but it's definitely the aim. I think with the bands that we've got, the way I feel about them, I know that other people will love them and will be into them. So it's just a case of getting them to the right audience. And just being sensible about things, like not breaking the bank and just spending within our means, treating people right, customers, and making sure that everything's accessible to them. And I think within 6 to 12 months I'd like to be at least breaking even and moving on to maybe it's a little bit of money, but everything that comes out of it will go back into the label. It's a long term thing. We'd like to keep it going as long as we're interested in it. So the aim will be, it'll get bigger and bigger, and we're able to be financed just to do that. And it's a full time thing.
It would appear that money isn't the driving force on the band side of things either. I spoke with Clue Records signees Olaf on Drugs in the back of a silver estate car on a corner of Leeds' Hyde Park, where they told me creative freedoms and exposure by proxy are much more important than monetary gain.
So what's it like being signed to someone like Clue Records?
It's pretty good. It's extra bit of investment when you need it. Just the fact that, they're not a massive label that are going to change its lives, but definitely make it easier than it would be if we didn't have them.
What advantages do you have being on an independent record label like that?
Get more release control. Stuff whenever we want. Anything that we want to bring out gets made a big deal through... The fact that it's just on a label, if you put it out independently, it's just not as...
People seem to take it a bit more seriously if there's a label attached to it.
There's some name attached to it, The moment they see something records, that's right.
It's just worth blogging about reviewing about. So it's just... I guess the name helps.
So despite a lack of money, seemingly prevalent in all areas of the music industry right now, if you're into your music, setting up your own label seems to be a worthwhile thing to do, both for you and the bands that you love. Scott offers up his own advice to anyone looking to start their own label.
Yeah, you just got to be driven, I think. You just got to know sort of what you want to do and what you want from it. And just expect to put loads of effort in. For no monetary outcome, but that, I don't think... That was never the point of doing it anyway, so I think you've got to be aware of that. That you just want to be involved with bands and helping out bands. So whether that's setting up a label or putting on a night and being an actual, proper, real promoter instead of just sticking on a night and not doing anything to help push it, or trying to be a manager and just help out a band that you like, I think it's all about your mentality, your sort of work ethic, I think.